The Hotel Porter. Although he was a married man, the hotel was his home. He was kind with the happily accompanied women and very helpful with all the others. He didn't know how exactly, but he found himself tucking in the sheets, whispering between the folds of a cushion to accompany them gently in the journey of the night. He wasn't a seducer, nor was he a benefactor. He set up a small, well-organized venture in order to fix the shifts and make himself available to the women who were interested. When he was discovered, the upset and disappointment of those who pretended not to know got the better of the purer reactions. To those who really didn't know, on the other hand, he confessed that he indulged himself for the sense of freedom, to satisfy the desire of desires, to give himself again and again. These words triggered a mix of emotions in the males present. They earned him the nickname of Laundromat, and this is how he was remembered in local anecdotes. All in all, the hotel that until then had been plodding along rather unknown made a profit and gained a certain fame from the matter. Some husbands threatened legal action or such, while what is still talked about today is the perseverance along with the dedication of a friendly hotel porter.